I'm Michelle Morin here to tell you what big media want. We're going to continue our show tonight on January 7th, 2018. And last segment, we were talking about the relentless attacks against Trump. Seems like every show I talk about the relentless attacks against Trump because they're just never ending. And Jason and I were talking about, gosh, had Obama had this many attacks against him? I'm not sure where we'd be.
It wouldn't have happened because it would have been shameful and these people would have probably been either arrested or fired. But now they're celebrated. It's okay to do it now.
And you would have been a racist.
Yeah, you would have been a racist.
So a book came out. Michael Wolff came out with a book and big media is running with that. The whole point of the book is to try to deem Trump incapable of being a good president. And apparently it's turning big media, everyone in big media, into psychotherapists trying to diagnose Trump's ability to do anything. And it's so funny because Trump's doing more than I ever imagined anyone that I would have voted for would have done. And here's just a list of some of his economic accomplishments. Again, Daily Wire prepared this. The Dow hit 25,000 for the first time ever. Have you been watching investments and the markets? They're happy. And it's a reflection of Americans knowing that the shackles are off and that people are taking risks and spending money, putting more money into manufacturing and more money into research and development. And with Obamacare being having its knees knocked out from under it with the GOP tax plan, removing the individual mandate, that's going to spur a whole other economic boom in healthcare. Job creation in December, 250,000 new workers. Wall Street had projected only 190,000 new jobs. Job cut announcements in 2017 were the lowest level since 1990. Manufacturing in the U.S. had its best year in 2017 since 2004. And 100 companies have announced or are planning to announce bonuses, wage hikes, and charitable donations due to the tax reform. Things are going good. In fact, they're going so well that the left is afraid that everyone's going to be happy and say, this is pretty good to have extra money in my pocket, and Trump's the one who did it, so we're going to vote for him. One of Hillary Clinton's longtime political advisors, his name is Philip Rhines. He served Clinton for over a decade, both in the Senate and State Department offices. He was speaking to Washington interns and giving his assessment of the political landscape after the election. And it's just interesting, his concerns. Let's just let him speak for himself. We've got a couple clips and set the stage with, do you have the first small clip? Okay. Listen to what he says about millennials. He's making a statement, but wondering out loud something.
But I don't know how millennials think. I don't know. It's unclear what will get them going.
Okay. So that's how this guy starts out. He's wondering, oh my gosh, millennials are the ones that I've got to, we've got a court. And normally they're in our court.
Well, and that was shown by the election. They just thought it was a given fact. Oh, millennials will love us.
That's right. Well,
obviously not. Not enough.
Let's listen to him desperately talk about how this election might just be affecting those millennials.
Donald Trump and his people want everyone to shut up, get over the election, Hillary Clinton go away. That's in their best interest.
Wait, whoa. Trump wants everyone to shut up? Trump wants everyone to get over the election? I thought it was Hillary's people that wanted us all to shut up and get over the election and deem it a fraud. I'm just saying.
Well, they have like 15 other reasons, too, so he's just going through a list.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. We're supposed to oppose what we disagree with.
Oh, really?
And I hope millennials don't fall into a lull of accepting this is what it is. You know, God knows how many of them will see their taxes go down and base it just on that.
Oh.
But yeah.
Wow.
They are a key demographic that voted oddly in 2016.
Oddly?
That I'm not sure that people understand how to get them vote, you know, productively in 2020.
Okay. There's a lot wrapped up in this package of words.
It's just that the last 20, just for me, vote productively.
Productively.
What does that mean?
Productive to the progressive agenda.
Exactly. You guys, you voted oddly last time.
Oddly.
What?
Well, the highlight of that clip, the voting productively, is really interesting. That's a highlight. The bigger highlight... Can you get it back to where he says, I hope millennials don't fall into a lull of accepting? Can you find that? All right.
Don't fall into a lull. And I hope millennials don't fall into a lull of accepting this is what it is. You know, God knows how many of them will see their taxes go down and base it just on that.
Wow.
You might be happy that you're making more money. We don't want you to think about that.
This is the left. See what I've said about them believing we are their serfs? You can't let the slaves get happy. You can't give them more. You can't let anyone give them more because they're going to go vote for that person. That's how they see it. That's exactly. He's totally admitting it. He said in the beginning, we're supposed to oppose what we disagree with. Even that is telling. That's a really dumb statement. No, that just makes you a bunch of crybabies if you just go around disagreeing with what, or opposing what you disagree with. We're supposed to think.
Well, and.
And know what we believe in.
Well, and if you vote with what you disagree, I disagreed with Hillary. Obviously, he didn't agree with that opinion.
Oh. That was good.
Yeah.
This is my millennial.
So that's why I
Jason's my millennial producer.
I'm doing what he wanted. He just, well, you voted oddly. We don't know what's going to make
you
work.
That's right. He's talking all about you, isn't he, Jason?
Yes.
Do you take this personally?
Yes. And it bothers me. I need to vote productively. What does that mean?
You are not a human who can think for yourself.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
We don't
You've
like
seen
you
the
think
light.
For yourselfers. No.
It reminds me of Hunger Games. So reminds me of Hunger Games. We can't let them think for themselves.
No.
They're not productive.
You're giving them money? No. Don't do that.
This is scary speak, to be completely honest. This is how they believe. This is how they see it.
Yeah.
This is a keeper. This whole audio is a keeper because this really does reflect what they believe. And this guy was an advisor of Hillary Clinton. We already know what Hillary Clinton thinks, but this tells you more deeply where they are and how they view
us. She's surrounding herself with these people, obviously.
Oh,
yeah. He's speaking for her and through her.
That's just incredible. All right. You heard it here. I wanted you to hear that because that is just, that's astounding. I want to jump over to Iran, and I haven't gotten an update recently on where those protests are, so... I do want to focus on the women. Last week, when you saw the protests, did you pay attention to the visuals of what was being shown in Twitter and on social media and who was really being shown as protesting? It was women. And one woman in particular, there's a photograph of her where she took off her hijab and was swinging it around like a flag. And she was protesting. And I don't know that they know what's happened to this lady, but women in Iran are taking off their hijabs. And for the leftists in my audience who don't realize this, they're risking their lives in doing this. And if their lives are taken, it's not going to be a quick, you know, slice of the head. They're going to be raped. They're going to be tortured. They're going to be mutilated. They're going to be whipped before their lives are taken. And I have examples here. There was a woman confronting security forces and proclaiming death to Khamenei. And crowds joined her. Can you imagine? If we said death to a president, Madonna said death to a president during... And that's what I want to do.
There's not even a comparison because we just laughed that off.
I know. Nothing happened to Madonna.
You get stoned and killed over there.
Yep. Yep. And another woman was seen declaring, she said, "You raised your fists and ruined our lives. Now we raise our fists. Be men. Join us. I, as a woman, will stand in front and protect you. Come represent our country." Isn't that sad? It's brave, though. These women were the voice of the protest at some point in all of these protests. And I just want to say, during the inauguration, there was the Women's March. These foolish American women who joined that march, and they put on their, as you call them, cat hats. That's a much better way of calling it. And they got themselves in costumes that look like their private parts. And they were protesting Donald Trump for being a sexual harasser with no proof or evidence to substantiate it. They're just leftists, whiny leftists, who hated the fact that their gal, their oppressive Marxist gal, didn't make it into the White House. And they hate Donald Trump so much. Who happens to empower women? If you look around at who he's assigned and appointed, he empowers women. He's not intimidated by women. He's not threatened by them. He likes them. And if they're qualified for the job, i.e. Nikki Haley, there they go. She is one of the most powerful women in the world right now. And she's one of my heroes. I said that last segment. But regardless, the women in Iran are the ones I feel solidarity with, and no one had to ask me to. I'm watching them. I'm reading about them. They are risking all for the freedom that we have here. And I'm sure many of these women are suffering and they will pay the ultimate price if they haven't already. These are the women I feel solidarity with. The women during the inauguration and the Women's March who just gripe and complain. They make me sick. And none of them, do you hear any of them speaking up to support the Iranian women? Crickets. Not a sound. Not a sound. So, I just want to express my solidarity with those women. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this cyclone bomb in the Northeast. Sharks are freezing in the water. And in Florida, iguanas are freezing and falling out of trees. This is crazy. But there's one topic in particular I want to touch on, and that's coal plants are being fired up because the natural gas plants are not keeping the people warm in the Northeast because the temperatures have just dropped. In some places, I've seen negative 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Ugh. So I want to talk about that and remind you how important your voice is, because we, the people in Colorado Springs, we influenced our city council to prevent them from shutting down our coal plant. Talk about that, and we're going to pay homage to a fallen deputy from Douglas County, Colorado, and wrap up the show with that and a little bit more when we come back here on The Michelle Morin Show. And people are crazy.